to approve staff to apply for partial funding for this project, the Story County Sheriff's Office Substation in the existing County McCarran Complex building through the Federal Community Project Funding Program. The project total is estimated at $800,000 with a request of $450,000 in federal funding.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 15, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for county staff to apply for partial funding for the Gold Hill Sewer Collection System Project through the Federal Community Project Funding Program. Project total is estimated at $4 million with a request of $2.5 million in federal funding.
Honey Menifee for the record. The application process, although started, will not be completed for about 1 year. The funds applied for in 2024, if granted, are anticipated to be available in 2025. The Gold Hill Sewer Collection System project is listed as our fifth priority in the project submission process. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, honey. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have any questions or comments about this item?
Again, I'm hoping for kind of a high-level overview of what the project is.
Okay. The condition of the existing Gold Hill collection system is largely unknown, but it is believed to contain significant failure or leaking of existing pipes and manholes. In the early months of 2023, it was discovered that the lower portion of the pipe is severely corroded, dumping all contents directly into the ground, potentially exposing groundwater to contaminants. Replacing the entire system would ensure that the sewer flows are not leaking into the ground and that the groundwater is not infiltrating into the collection system, requiring treatment at the new Gold Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Thank you. As a follow-up question, are there limitations on this particular type of funding on expanding service, or is it specifically to address the shortcomings and the needed repairs, or is there an opportunity to expand service to allow for more residential construction?
So with these federal appropriations, they look for more rehabilitation projects and less for new, expansion of, you know what I mean, the existing. So this particular one would be for just maintaining or fixing the issues that we have. And this is also listed on the NDEP priority list under the, I believe this one is the clean water priority. So it is forefront in the priority list for the state as a whole.
Okay, thank you. Do we know if there are prohibitions against expansion as kind of a parallel project, or is it just that this money specifically is designated for these uses?
So this money would be specifically designated for the use that we applied for, but depending on which agency would be funding this, we are finding in this year's current appropriations that we're working through that there has been some leniency in changing the scope of work. We just have to work with the grant process exactly as it would exist for applying for a grant without having that guaranteed benefit or actually being awarded the funds. So it's just keeping that our options open and outlining the scope of work all along and then just following those changes of process. But until we would be awarded, we wouldn't know for that agency what they would allow.
Got it. Makes sense. Thank you very much.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve county staff to apply for the partial funding of the Gold Hill Sewer Collection System project through the Federal Community Project Funding Program. The project total is estimated at $4 million with a request of $2.5 million in federal funding.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 16, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for county staff to apply for partial funding for the Comstock Historic District Pedestrian Safety Upgrades Project through the Federal Community Project Funding Program. The project total is estimated at $1,360,000 with a request of $1 million in federal funding. Honey?
Honey Menifee for the record. The application process, although started, will not be completed for about 1 year. The funds applied for in 2024, if granted, are anticipated to be available in 2025. The Comstock Historic District Pedestrian Safety Upgrades Project is listed as our sixth priority in the project submission process. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, honey.
If I can, Laura Mather for the record, if I can just add real quick before we vote on this final one, I just want to remind that this allows us to apply for these funds. So a lot's going to happen over the next year. And, you know, as the federal government goes through this process and hopefully finalizes their budget at the end of the year, this allows to apply. We can, again, we can always withdraw them in the future if we feel that's needed. We might get all of them, kind of doubt it, but we certainly have our fingers crossed that we will get a few of them. So we just don't really know what will be chosen in the future.
All right, thank you. Ms. Sherman Mitchell, any questions?
I don't have any questions, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve county staff to apply for partial funding for the Comstock Historic District Pedestrian Safety Upgrades Project through the Federal Community Project Funding Program. The project total is estimated at $1,360,000 with a request of $1 million in federal funding.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you to the both of you. Item number 17, to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 18, which is discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible approval to accept a federal subgrant through the Nevada Division of Forestry for hazardous fuels reduction in the Virginia City Highlands for the amount of $597,330. Chief?
Yes, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. As the title states, this is for approval to accept this grant. This grant is a partial match. It is a 50% match in which we're able to leverage NV Energy funds against as our match. So this is cost neutral to the district. And one really good thing about this project is it's tying together multiple little projects that help us complete that fire break of what we worry about the most, fire coming out of the Washoe Valley. So it is working on that western side of that mountain range, tying together multiple projects, and again, it is cost neutral to the department, and we have up until 1/31 of 27 to complete this funding and this work. Wonderful. And I'll take any questions you may have.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
No, I don't have any questions. I think it's great. Thank you.
Yep, as do I. Is there any public comment regarding item number 18? Not seeing any public comment. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, is care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to accept a grant for hazardous fuels reduction in the Virginia City Highlands for the amount of $597,330 and approve the fire chief to sign.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 19. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration to approve disposal by means of auction, donation, sale, or trade in of two surplus fire district vehicles. Chief.
Yes, Commissioner. These two vehicles in question here are two Type 1 engines we obtained approximately 3 years ago. They were used old fleet from Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District. The time we've had them, we've never had them in service and actually had to utilize them to pull pieces off to keep existing fleet in place. So just to get these road ready and in service would be a heavy financial burden. We did get these fairly fairly cheap, so I'm just looking at taking these two to auction and recover our costs and hopefully plus some a little.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions for the Chief about these two vehicles?
I do not have any questions. Thank you.
All right. You mean we'll actually get rid of that big red beast?
Yes. The two big red and white beasts.
The ones that are leaking water all over the place?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, is there any public comment regarding item number 19? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the disposal of two surplus fire district vehicles by means of auction, donation, sale, or trade-in.
There's a motion. I will second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Commissioners. Chief. And I'm going to excuse myself for the rest of the meeting. Thank
All
you.
All right. Moving on to item number 20 is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 21, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to appoint Laura Mather to the Board of Directors of the Northern Nevada Transportation Management Association, a new nonprofit corporation focusing on transportation issues in the area of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center and Northern Nevada. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, Austin Osborne for the record. This is just to update the list of appointees for staff and officials and commissioners to appoint Laura Mather as our business director or business officer into the Transportation Management Association that's been established for Story County and the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Laura's been very active and involved out in that community and building coalitions and participation, and I think she'd be a good fit for this.
Wonderful. Thank you, Austin. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have any questions or comments about this item?
I don't. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the appointment of Laura Mather to the Board of Directors of the Northern Nevada Transportation Management Association, a new nonprofit corporation focusing on transportation issues in the area of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center in Northern Nevada.
All right, there's a motion. I will second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you and congratulations. Yet another hat. Item number 22, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-673 of the Board of Story County Commissioners extending the declaration of a state of emergency in Story County, state of emergency in Story County, due to the unforeseen weather events causing sudden flooding, avalanche, and mudslide due to snow runoff caused by atmospheric river flows across the county starting March 9th, 2023, and the ending date or the end date extending from March 20th to April 4th, 2023. The emergency declaration may provide the county access to state and federal funds and other resources which otherwise may not be available for its response to weather emergencies. This action should not cause alarm, but it should remind residents and businesses to be vigilant and to prepare for potential impacts caused by storm events. Emergency Manager Mike Bullion.
For the record, Mike Bullion, Emergency Manager. Commissioners, Story County has suffered a series of storms beginning in January 2023 that has led to heavy accumulation of snow in the mid to high elevations of the county. We are now expected to suffer more snow and rain in the upcoming 2 weeks. The combination of snow, rain, and expected warmer temperatures is believed to lead to potential flooding, avalanches, and mudslides in the lower elevations of the county. These storms in the last few months have already required emergency responses and led to damage to roadways, culverts, drainage facilities, real and personal property. The storm activity has taxed the county's emergency response resources, including fire, medical, road maintenance, and sheriff personnel. The National Weather Service estimates the storm window is open for the next 2 weeks. The governor's office has declared a state of emergency for the state of Nevada that is currently in effect. This declaration does not have an ending date. Emergency management is requesting that the emergency declaration that expired yesterday, March 20th, be extended until the 4th of April, 2023. A continuation of the emergency declaration will allow the county the flexibility to take whatever action is necessary to prevent the loss of life, injury, and destruction of property. This will also keep us in line with the state of Nevada's declaration. Questions?
Thank you, Mike. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have any questions or comments about this?
I don't have any questions or comments. Thank you.
All right. I don't either. We'll see if there's anything from the public. Is there any public comment regarding item number 22? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 23-673 of the Board of Story County Commissioners, extending the declaration of a state of emergency in Story County due to unforeseen severe weather events causing sudden flooding, avalanche, and mudslide due to snow runoff caused by atmospheric river flows across the county starting March 9th, 2023, and to the end date extending from March 20th to April 4th, 2023.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike. Moving on to item number 23, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-674, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2022-2023 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees, adding the title of intermittent part-time deputy to be added, step and wage to mirror the NAPSO pay scale attached, and will be retroactive to February 21, 2023. Mitzi?
Good afternoon, Mitzi Carter, HR Director for the record. Due to the Story County Sheriff's Office being in a critical staff level, the new IPT deputy needs to be added an added classification in the non-represented classification resolution. This position will follow the attached NAPSO pay scale as needed and is limited to working to 1,039 hours. The effective date for this will be retroactive to February 21st, 2023.
All right, thank you, Mitzi. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have any questions or comments?
My only question is that it appears to be by reference as opposed to reference to the deputy position as opposed to a specific step and scale. Is that correct?
So they are going to mirror the NAPSO pay scale. Mm-hmm. And the retroactiveness is because we hired a retired deputy. And so we hired him on before I could get this item in the agenda.
Got it. And if that pay scale changes, is that ongoing? Would we need to address that, or will it just change with it?
It would change with it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mitzi. I don't have any questions. Is there any public comment regarding item number 23? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 23-674, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointing Story County officials for the 2022-23 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees, adding the title of intermittent part-time IPT deputy to be added step and wage to mirror the NAPSO pay scale and will be retroactive to February 21st, 2023.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mitzi.
You're welcome.
Moving on to item number 24. This is discussion for possible action. Enter into an agreement with MOU for the Story County Sheriff's Office Employees Association, Nevada Association of Police and Sheriff's Officers, also known as NAPSO, for 1 year renewal of the NAPSO CBA, which has been negotiated in good faith by both parties. This MOU will amend the current contract ending in June 30, 2023. We propose to end the current contract effective March 26, 2023, in order to have the new contract start date of March 27, 2023, for the new contract ending date of June 30, 2024. Mitzi.
Mitzi Carter, HR Director for the record. In order to address the critical staffing level for Story County Sheriff's Office that they are experiencing, both parties agreed to primarily address to increasing the wages of the Sheriff's Office wages as comp studies showed that our employees have the lowest wage as compared to several of the close outlying counties. The wage will increase by 17% with a 5% annual thereafter. We added some additional incentives to the contract, such as milestone pay based on their tenure, awarding a bonus pay to existing employees for a recruitment referral, and change the set paid allowance for uniforms to be issued uniforms and equipment. We are hopeful that these actions will help with the successful retention of personnel and retention of current personnel, which we are actually experiencing that right now.
All right, wonderful, Mitzi. Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have any questions or comments?
My only question is so it's a little unusual because we're accelerating this contract and it's not on the fiscal year. The 17% increase with the 5% annual after, is that 17% to cover the entire term of this proposed contract, or will it be through March 27th of next year and then the 5% will kick in?
I believe it would be just the 17% up front and then the 5% for each extending.
And so the 5%, and just, sorry, I didn't ask the question very clearly. The 5%, would that become active as of June 30th of 2024, or would that become active as of 1 year from the start date of the contract?
I believe it would be 1 year from the start, or from...
This is. Can I comment on this, please?
Yes,
Jennifer McCain for the record. So the 17% is an increase in the salary chart. The 5% is an increase between each step, which is the existing increase between each step when a deputy corporal or sergeant gets their annual review and they go from deputy 2 to deputy 3, it has been 5.5%. Does that answer your question? They're kind of one and the same.
Yeah, so it's not an across the board, the 5% is not an across the board increase to the chart, but instead is in place for when the step increases happen.
Correct. It's the increase between steps.
Great. And so the 17% across the board would be for the duration of this contract. There's no anticipated change to that before the end of this particular contract.
Correct. The chart will stay the same through June 30th, 2024.
Thank you very much. That does answer my question.
All right. Wonderful. I don't have any questions. We'll see if the public does. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
I will. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the MOU for the Story County Sheriff's Office Employees Association, Nevada Association of Police and Sheriff's Officers, or NAPSO, for the 1 year renewal of the NAPSO CBA, which has been negotiated in good faith by both parties. This MOU will amend the current contract ending June 30th, 2023. We propose to end the current contract effective March 26, 2023, in order to have the new contract start date of March 27, 2023, for the new contract ending date of June 30th, 2024.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number 25, this discussion for possible action. This for consideration and approval of business license second readings A through D. Vice Chairman, any questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the second reading of these business licenses? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 25 known as A through D.
All right. There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 26, this discussion of a possible action. This is approval of the second reading for a home-based business license, Viper Family Security, located at 3200 Cartwright Road, Reno, Nevada, 89521. Applicants are Annette Woolard and Steve O'Neill.